To the question we'll get into that I was asked tonight, if someone summoned Davin Mincha and left out Yalla V'Yevo, and now it was already Ma'ariv time, so they wanted to know if they should Davin Tashlumin. So that's what we'll get to, but let's just get some background info. So the Gemara in Sukkah, Tana Rabbanan, Hayu Lufanav Mitzvahs Harbe, you have in front of you many mitzvahs. Omer Baruch Hashem Shalom Zuzmanu Al HaMitzvahs. The one opinion is you don't make a specific bracha on a mitzvah, you just make a generic bracha on a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevarach Al Kol Achas V'Achas V'Vnei Atzma. You make one on each. And each one, why? My time is Rabbi Yehuda. The Ksiv Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So what do you mean Baruch Hashem Yom? You should thank God day. Does that mean there's no brachas at night? You just make the brachas during the day. No, that the Gemara is telling me that it means you have to make, as we'll see, Rashi will explain when you will see whether you're davening, whether you're in benching. You have a special mitzvah to mention something that's about the day in the brachas. If you're doing benching, you had ritzei. If you do alamech, you'll pay rich. Rashi, shal Shabbos, mein shal Shabbos, shal chol, mein shal chol, shal yontav, mein shal yontav, ama'ora. Ulam, ama'iri, kasab, b'ksas, shina, l'ashem, achol yom, yom, tengol, mein, berchosav, chomar, im, Shabbos, Shabbos, v'in yontav, yontav, im, rosh chodesh, roshash, kasab, gom, v'tei, Rashi, tarche, yos, rosh chodesh. Either way, so...
How's it fit back to the
drasha? What?
How's it fit back to
Rav Yehuda? How's it fit back to Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? Or
if it's one day and you have a bunch, so how's that fit?
No, Rav Yehuda is saying you have to... Right. Rav Yehuda says you have to... it's not enough just to say kol mitzvah. You have to specify which bracha.
Right.
Lulav, sukkah, whatever you're doing. And, so then, and therefore the Gemara is taking it to the next step. So too we see... By the way, Rashi is explaining, so too we learned that when it's not just one bracha on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, whatever the bracha is going to be, but each one gets its own, Shabbos gets its own, Nusach, Yom Tov gets its own, and...
I'm saying the Gemara was looking for a svar for Rabbi Yehuda.
But it's not bringing the answer of the Gemara for that question, it's just bringing...
Yeah, it is.
No, I know, but it's this pilpul that this guy wrote is just trying to bring out that you mentioned the day in davening. So he's bringing the Gemara where it comes from, and it came from that Gemara. He asked a question.
Explain that
Gemara. He proposed an answer.
Yeah, the Gemara. Well,
I don't understand Rabbi Yehuda's reason. So I understand you're quoting a pasuk Yom Yom, so maybe you could pull it up from Yom Yom. But the way that they're explaining it now is not the way, not what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, but something else.
No, it's, yeah, right.
So
first,
just take a step back from me.
Yeah, no, it's just going like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, do you have to specify, instead of saying kol ha-mitzvahs, whatever, if you have five mitzvahs in front of you, you have to make each one.
Right.
And then the Gemara is going to go and tell this. For our purposes, but so too, Rashi's learning the Gemara, we learn out, and so not only applies for mitzvahs, so too, when you're making the brachas, so on any Yom Tov, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we have to have a specific mention specifically mention the day itself. That's all it's saying. I mean, the Gemara in Sukkah goes through the whole sugya. We're not going into. We're just bringing out this. I'm just bringing out the Halacha Me'ein HaMa'ora, which is what we're discussing tonight.
I think what he's learning is that Yom Yom means separate the days.
Right. So how does that fit into Rabbi Yehuda that you're going to say a separate bracha?
Because separate the days means that each day gets its own bracha. That means you have to separate the inyanim.
So even in one day, when you have a lot of mitzvahs, we're going
to
have
I think you have to separate the inyanim. Meaning, let's say you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, or Shabbos and Yom Tov together. So Yom Yom Tilzi, you have to say one for
Rosh Chodesh. Well, so Mekayesh Shabbos, Yisrael Bahazmanim, in terms of that,
So when you have two mitzvahs, it's the same idea.
Okay.
You're right, it's not really so...
Yeah, it's just that... You're right, he learns that from that, then extends it to the main Amora, So that's so we have a special mitzvah on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh to mention the uniqueness of the day. So now the Shaila is going to be, what is the nature of this Chi of Haskara? What's it all about? So Yesh Ayin, Ma'am Amdo Shal Haskaras, Rosh Chodesh B'Tfilah. So what's the Indian of saying Yalav Yavo and Shmon Esrei? In other words, Well, how do we view a Shmoneh Esrei?
Well, it's already a machlokas, right?
Yeah, what?
I'm saying would the
Yeah, we just
hold this.
Yeah, we pass. We go with Rabbi Yehuda. I'm saying in terms of that, in terms of that, but in terms of how we're going with, and then the question is.
It's dumb weird because Rosh Chodesh is not a bracha.
Right.
Skara, so how we get?
We have halal.
So halal is the shayla if you say bracha.
Right,
we say Rosh Chodesh.
And anyways, you don't say al mitzvahs Rosh Chodesh.
But we say
halal. Anyways.
So we do say we say Rosh Chodesh though. Bracha de Hashem,
You mean in the musaf? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that asgara only? There's not a.
Yeah, we'll see that. We'll get to. We'll get to what it. We'll get to Musaf and we'll get to Yalo B'Yavo. So first, he's starting off. I'm going to come back to Musaf. So the issue is, how do you view a Shmoneh Esrei without Yalo B'Yavo? That's going to be the shaila.
Okay.
So Haim he chelak miseder hatfila. Do we say Yalo B'Yavo is michelak hatfila? V'mohiska Yalo B'Yavo. It's like missing Rafainu. It's like leaving out Baruch Hu'enu. Is it part of the Nusach HaTfila? It's inherent to the Davening. Odilma, Einas Karazu Ala Hosafa Bialma. Shall call upon him, because Shal Hiske Choser HaTfila, Kade Lahaske Aminim. In other words, everyone agrees, we'll get to let's go see, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, if you forget Yalav Yavo at night, the Gemara says you don't go back. Tosis has 2 days, whether you're machalic between one sheet and Tosis is, it's only the first night of Rosh Chodesh. If you have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, the day's Makudish, you do go back, but we don't paskin. Tosis rejects that. L'halacha, l'maisa, we paskin. If you forget Yalav Yavo, whether you forgot it Saturday night or Sunday night, it wouldn't make a difference. But I'm saying there's the Shita, you know, in the Rishonim, that was Machalok between Yom Rishon, you know what I'm saying?
Just based on the fact that it's a Rishos, Marv is still a Rishos.
Yeah, no. So that one would have, that's the Kasha. So Gemara says, why don't we go back at night with Ein Makadosh and Sachodesh Balayla? So Tosis asks in Brachas, he says, why do we need a reason in Makadosh and Sachodesh Balayla? To say simply Tfilas Arvis Rishus. If Tfilas Arvis, if they didn't have to say it in the first place, so of course they don't have to go back.
No, but the Drishan Chakira happened in the daytime, right? Tomorrow Rosh Hashanah, right? So that when they brought the Edim saw it by night. So the Edim happens at night on Rosh Chodesh. When they actually saw it.
No, they see it. And
they see it, and then they go the next day. They go for Drishan Chakira in the basement.
So
it happens in the daytime.
Yeah.
But based on what they saw at the night.
Yeah, but whenever they, I guess that's
right. It has to be right. Usually, that's how.
I guess it's hard to see it, but you know. But I'm saying either way. But until Basin, you don't know what you see. Until Basin says Makudish, it's not happening.
Right.
So that's the Gemara. What the pshat is, we could discuss. But that's the reason the Gemara gives why you don't have to go back at night. So Tosis asks your question: Is Tzvi? What about Tzvi's Arvitz Rishus? Why do I need another reason? So then. That's what Tosis himself says, because no, so it means is it's a lower level chiyuv. It's not really it's only in contrast to shacharis and mincha, it's a lower level obligation, but it's not the classical rishus. That's a discussion in the Rishonim, but that's how Tosis answers. But either way, so the Gemara says you don't go back at night. So Pashtis, shacharis and mincha, you do go back. So therefore either way, everyone agrees, let's stick to mincha, which would be the easy one, because we'll see shacharis won't be so simple. But so mincha, so everyone agrees, if you daven mincha and left out Yalav Yavo, and then you remember 2 minutes later, you finish davening, you have to repeat. There's not a, if the question is, why do you have to repeat? According to tzad number one, you have to repeat because you didn't daven. You're lacking a bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei. It's like you didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei.
You
effort.
Would skip one of the regular, like, referring.
Yes.
You go back?
Yeah, you have to go back. So it's like mechusa bracha achas. Or do I say, no, that's not really, I'm yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah. I'm just lacking in the chi of haskara. And since Chazal said, for whatever reason, you can't do a chi of haskara in a vacuum. It has to be in the context of Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore, I have to repeat a whole Shmoneh Esrei just so I could get in the Yalav Yavo. Either way, I have to repeat. So at this point, we don't have a nafka mina yet. But if you forget Yalav Yavo and Mincha, you have to go back. Either because you have to go back because it's like I didn't have a Mincha, And of course, if I didn't daven mincha, I have to go back. Well, no, I did daven mincha. I'm lacking in the chiyav haskara. And Chazal said, I can't just say the chiyav haskara alone. I have to repeat a Ahos Shemoneh Esrei so I could do the chiyav haskara. Yeah,
we learn it by benching as well. The same inyan that if it's haskara, if it's actually a chiyav because of the fact that benching is just not benching without the yalav yavo. So then, anytime if you miss yalav yavo, but there is a bracha you can make. Right, because the Maran brachas brings down the brachas that we make if we forget them. It's within benching. So yeah. Right, so similar to if you forget during any time after Yulah Ratzon at the very end of Shemoneh Esrei, you can go back.
Yeah, it will be similar, but this won't be similar to Rosh Chodesh benching because you don't have to go back.
Rosh Chodesh benching, no. But I'm asking, no. But if Rosh Chodesh, if you're using just working as far as mincha, if mincha is a difficult situation on the second day, in the fact, or if there's only one day.
I'm talking, remember mincha the same day. It's not right here. Let's say you daven mincha at 7 o'clock. Whatever. Shkia is not to 8 o'clock. At 7:15. Yeah. So here, you, right? I didn't get to the case I was asked yet. We have to understand this first.
Okay.
That you forgot yalav yavla mincha, and then you remembered. Okay, it's still there. Okay, so now I have to daven over again. The question is, why do I have to daven over again? Do I have to daven over again because it's like I didn't daven mincha, and therefore it's not davening over, I'm davening for the first time? Well, no. I already yotze my mitzvah of mincha, yotze my mitzvah of tefillah, I'm lacking the chiyav haskara baruch Hashem yom yom. And Chazal said I only can do baruch Hashem yom in the context of tefillah. But if not for that, I wouldn't have to daven, I wouldn't have to...
The question's clearer now.
Yeah, similar like we discussed, or we didn't discuss, the issue by Haseba before Pesach, that by a case where you have to go back by Haseba, Matzah Sorach Haseba. There was a whole discussion, a similar issue we'll get into, you have to eat, so now your Rebbe walks into your room, or your Rebbe moves someone who you're not allowed to recline in front of. So the shail is there any point in me eating matzah again? In other words, the question, what when I eat matzah without reclining, am I lacking in my achilas matzah? Well, no, my achilas matzah is fine. I'm lacking in my
so there's two separate. There's one question, but the fact is,
yeah, that'd be the same issue here. In terms of what we're going to see. So that's the chakira. So we have to see. So the name of Maseches Brachas is Tana Rabbanan. Tov lo hispalo mincha ve'erev Shabbos. First, the beginning of the Gemara talks about the din of Tashrumin.
Fourth paragraph.
Yeah, the beginning of the fourth parak in Brachas Chavav. If one forgets either Shachar is Mincha and Ma'ariv, and the Gemara even says, even Mincha to Ma'ariv, even though it's a different day, we still say there's a din of Tashrumin. So, and we assume generally that you only have the next tefillah to make it up. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, but you only have one chance to make it up. If I miss Ma'ariv, I have to make it up in Shacharis, or if I miss Mincha, I have to make it up in Ma'ariv. So here the Gemara goes, so up until now we're talking about you're doing a Tashrumin on the same Shemoneh Esrei that you missed. Here the Gemara is telling us another Chiddush. Tov lo hispalo Mincha ve'erev Shabbos. You didn't daven Mincha erev Shabbos, 19 brachas. Mispalo ve'leil Shabbos shtayim. But you daven two Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to daven two Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. Tov lo hispalo Mincha b'Shabbos. If you didn't daven mincha, you slept through and you missed mincha. Mitzvah Motzoi Shabbos Shtayim Shochol. Then the Gemara has a different issue. Mavdil Barishona, Veino Mavdil Bishni. You make Havdolah in the first one and not the second because that one's Ma'ariv and the second one is making up for mincha. V'mhivdil Bishniya, V'lo Hivdil Barishona. So then Shniya also Lo, Rishona Lo, so the first one doesn't count. That's the whole discussion. We're not going.
You have to do a third one.
Yeah. So you basically have to do a third one. That's only assuming if you have if you had the kavana. If you don't have any kavana, then you'll see. That's the whole shiur in its own right. I'm not going into.
That's the Ragachev's question, right? The Ragachev has this question. Since we don't have to, we say today if you don't have kavana in the first brachas, you're not going to be pleased because you're not going to have to run a second time. So why does that apply to every single time you have to say Shemoneh Esrei again?
Yeah,
because you forgot Yalav Yavli, you forgot this, you forgot
that.
Yeah.
Reminds you're not going to remember.
Hey, he has like that, right?
Yeah, so that's a separate topic. That's a Havdalah issue.
Oh, yeah.
So look at the top of the page, and now here's Tosfos. So Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Yehuda, our Shaila, Im Tav Elo Hiskia Rosh Chodesh B'Mincha, whether it's the first, whether it's we're talking about the last Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, whether it's the second day, like tonight, or one day, it doesn't make a difference. The last Mincha, you're going to be davening on Rosh Chodesh, and the Ma'ariv is already, it's over. So he says, let's say you daven Mincha and you left out Yalav Yavo. He says, Lo Yisbal O Balayla. Of course you daven Ma'ariv, but he's saying, you can't make up Mincha. Why? The Lama Yisbal O, why would I daven a second Shmoneh Esrei? Hare Kfar Yisbalo Kol Tzfilas HaMincha V'Vod Yom. Levad Rosh Chodesh Ohiska, already daven Mincha. I only left out Rosh Chodesh. Imkain Emar V'Yaklam, Im Yagzu V'Yisbal Mosei Rosh Chodesh. Hare Lo Yaskir O Tzfilas Rosh Chodesh, Yudches Kfar Yisbal. So Rabbeinu Yehuda's Shita is, that is, right, that we see according to, he's learning that a Yalav, a Shmoneh Esrei without Yalav, a Yavav is a Shmoneh Esrei, Yotzei the Mitzvah of Tefillah, you're only lacking in the Chi of Haskara. So what are you going to do? Rosh Chodesh is over, there's no Chi of Haskara, so there's no gain, and therefore that's it.
But you would go back for the Haskara if there was time.
If you miss Mincha and it's still Mibol Yom, then you go back. Everyone would agree to that. Rav Alfa's Lo Mashma came. The Rift disagrees. Va'afil Hecha De'enu Ma'viyach Klum Mitzarach L'Esbal Pa'amacharis. Well, I don't know about that, but he says, I agree, he has to repeat again. Ze L'Shono Shekasav Ha'dekamar Shemavdil B'Rishona Ve'enu Ma'avdil B'Shniyah Ve'enu Ma'avdil B'Rishona Ve'enu B'Shniyah Shniyah Also Lo B'Rishona Also Lo Dibar Lech Dumei Tzvirah. Because the reason why the Gemara says why it's no good is because the lachis of Tashlum is you have to do the chova before the rishus. So like the one, you have to daven the chiyya. Let's say if I miss mincha, I got to daven myra first and then daven mincha. So therefore, he's saying by making, so that's why he says you have to make havdalah on the first one, because that's the myra. There is no myra at mincha, which is the Tashlum. Therefore, it shows you daven the wrong. If by doing havdalah in the second, it shows you ma'ariv. You did mincha then ma'ariv. That means it's out of order, and therefore you have to repeat. So the Rif disagrees with Rabbeinu Yehuda and says, and right here, we'll just read the next paragraph. Kumoshaya v'nira shim shachach v'lo hispalo yala v'yavo v'mincha v'rosh chodesh v'lo yispalo v'motzoi rosh chodesh tayim. You don't, right, v'chach mei parentsu ha'yur kevin sh'lo yotzi yedei chobaz b'zuat v'ya ha'veki lo hispalo shachach hispalo shtayim l'erev alfa b'ikin she'im askeh sh'o rosh chodesh o sh'o shabbat. So, it's a machlokes rishon between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif and others. If someone daven mincha today, left out yalav yavo, and then when you remembered you left out yalav yavo, it's nighttime already. Do I have to daven a tashlumin tonight? So Rabbi Yehuda says no. What's the point? And the Rif says yeah. So what's in the kudas hamachlokes? That's the issue. How do you view a Shmoneh Esrei without yalav yavo? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm yotze my mitzvah of tefillah. I'm just lacking the chiyav haskara. I can't make up the chiyav haskara anymore, so there's nothing more to do. It's like meuvas lo yachol liskon. And the Rif says, no, everyone would agree. Let's say I forgot to daven mincha today, and it's ma'ariv. So do I have to daven two Shmoneh Esreis tonight? Of course. If I didn't daven mincha, period, when it comes to, so that's exactly what you did. If you daven mincha and left out yalav yavi, you didn't daven mincha. And therefore, we view it, you're not yotzei your mitzvah of tefillah, so therefore there's nothing to talk about. You have to repeat a second Shmoneh Esrei, yeah.
Two quick questions. The first one being, if you're a shliach tzibur, and you daven b'yechidus, when you're davening the shtilah Shmoneh Esrei, with yalav yavo.
You said yalav yavo?
Instead of yalav yavo with the shtilah, but then when you were, but then b'chazaras hashatz, you forgot it. So now is there a chiyah for and there's it's not mivod yom, or if let's say it is mivod yom, but if let's say it's not mivod yom,
what
happens?
So
meaning
yom,
if they forgot it, if everybody was everybody was out of it.
So we assume. So I think we assume if the chazaras atzal yidu wouldn't go back.
You wouldn't go back.
Because we're general.
Why?
Because
because
today everyone really davens anyway. Most people don't rely on the shliach. The shaila is more the other way. Is I thought you were going to ask me if you forget shaila yavo and you silence Shmoneh Esrei. Then you could be yotze
through the
shliach. In fact, I've seen been in places where someone else forgot, and he went over and took over, and he davened for the. Shliach Tzibur. So I will get to but the answer is yes, and I'll get to it. I don't know if I'll get to it here, but I'll get to it anyway. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbeinu Yehuda or the Rif? So what do we do tonight? We have a machlokes, either I do or I don't. So what do I do?
Well, what about when Meir is before Shkia? Does that make a difference?
You mean Plaga Mincha, Meir? In terms of, if, let's say you remember
first
it.
First of all, are you supposed
you're talking about the Meir of tonight, or you mean the Meir you're talking about?
Some places it might have been a little earlier.
No, you're saying, like I say, we daven, let's say there was a Prague HaMincha minion. So you daven Mincha before Prague, and now you daven Meir. So what's the case, or what's the question?
I'm asking, do you say all the other
way in Meir? No, because it was only, even though it's still, Srach Laila, for you it's already Laila. And therefore, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do it in both. It'd be a tarte and a sasri then.
But if it was pagamin.
No, he's saying
before pagamin.
No, you daven mincha before Prague.
Yeah,
Ma'ariv after
Prague. Yeah, so what's
he asked me to say yalo v'yavo and mincha and Ma'ariv. So tonight you would have daven yalo v'yavo tonight. Ma'ariv implies that
you're saying if you're working with the fact that it's not a haskara, but that
no, nothing to do with that. I'm saying it's independent. I'm saying nothing to do with that. I'm saying here, once you daven Ma'ariv, it's the next day. Let's say if I daven Ma'ariv early on Motzei Shabbat, I daven at Tzvi Lascho. I don't daven.
Shabbat.
The shaila is what they discuss the kashas. When, let's say, Rosh Chodesh falls on Motzoi Shabbos about Shalosh Shudas, about what to do. So I mentioned,
prevention.
Do I mention Ritzei, Yal V'Yavu, so some say, L'chadchila, it's a case where they totally say benching, let's say this past Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls out Saturday night, so what are you doing benching? Do you do Ritzei, Yal, so what they recommend to do is you should have a kezias of bread before Shkia, and that's it. Don't have after Shkia, and therefore just do Ritzei. But then if you eat after, then there's Yesh V'Yesh. Some say then you do both. Yeah.
So how can you mix it?
No, it's not because that could, by Shabbos, because over here you can have Tosefes Shabbos. So Shabbos, because really I could keep Shabbos, could go later. So
then you wouldn't have Yalav Yavo then, because it's still Shabbos.
No,
so
that's...
So then you wouldn't say Yalav Yavo.
No, but I'm saying that's... I hear the Kasha, but I'm saying that...
If Tosefes Shabbos and Shabbos Vaday.
No, that's why, so you're taking the purest sheets, so you can't have a mix. But I'm saying, people say...
It's hybrid.
You can't.
So the terrorists would be that it's not totally on a day.
Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is on that specific day, which means
it
wasn't.
No, Haskara is Havzachiv of the day, but the Tefillah is either Mincha or Ma'ariv. So you can't mix it up. But benching is not. Benching is on the food.
As to do, in other words, benching, do you go by, it's a separate issue, do you go by Tchila Suda, Sof Suda?
Okay.
So I'm just saying,
so working with Tchila Suda, then it would only say Ritzei.
Exactly.
And if it's Sof, then you'd only say Yalav Yavo, you wouldn't say Ritzei.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So how can we mix and match?
So I'm saying that's the different theories, which one do we go with? I'm saying there's no straight answer in terms of, we find different, let's say on Purim, so let's say a lot of people finish the meal after Purim, albeit Shushan Purim, but I'm saying, so still we, you still say Al-Anisim,
right.
So as long as, since you the Tchila Suda started, it was still Purim.
Right.
Yeah, so then, and then maybe something you go, it could go Tchila, and you're right, obviously if you go for a straight, it's, if Rosh Chodesh is the next day, then how could it be both Shabbos? So then, but you know, the question, could you bring in Kedushas? If there is not even a Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, which is another Shaila, maybe, you know, Rosh Chodesh could be different. Either way, Lamaisa, I'm saying that's what they say to avoid the Shaila, and just finish your Kezayis bread before, and don't eat bread after Shkia. So therefore,
I should have asked you before, yeah. Shabbos, before Mendelssohn.
Right. We often do this.
Wait until, like, you know, that's Shkia.
Yeah, you still have to do Abraham yeah. Basefa again.
Exactly.
I totally. I was like, Basefa.
So that's so. How do we paskin tonight? So the Mishnah Brewer brings down. You should make the following tonight. You should make the following stipulation. He says, if the halacha is like the riff, then you're davening because you have to daven. It's a tefillas tashlumin. But if the halacha is like Rabbeinu Yehuda, let this be a tefillas nedava. We use, because as Rabbi Yochanan writes, halvai shespel kol yom kulo, and we don't usually do tefillas nedava, but since it's a suffix, it's a sveika dedina, we'll see it's not really a sveika dedina, I'll get to, but he says it's a sveika dedina. So therefore, you can make this stipulation. I'll show you. By end, it's not really a tzveika d'dina, but it's enough that. But there's no harm in making that stipulation. So why not? He says, if the
suffix brachas lahakel, then why would you?
Yeah.
It seems to be here that you have a suffix. We should go hakel.
No, but we don't. No, we don't say it. But that's the Gemara by tefillah. We don't do it. That's the by tefillah. We don't do it because.
We don't do it tefillah.
No, suffix is spalo. No, in terms of...
Which one are we talking about here?
Tefillah is not considered suffix brachos.
So, by tefillah...
So the question is whether it was good to begin with.
No, because tefillah is rachabim, so we don't say suffix brachos.
So we don't say suffix brachos.
I mean, it depends. Sometimes we do, but the Gemara says suffix is spalo. We do daven again. Because why? Because halabai, since it's always appropriate... By a brach, it's a brach of atalah. Here it's always appropriate to be to mavakish rakam from Hakadosh. Therefore, the Gemara says that's why we do it. It reminds me. That's what I think the Mishnah Brewer wrote by the issue by Tzfilin and Chol Hamoed. He writes, they make the Tanai. He says, if the machokes is from the Rush and the Rashba, the Rush says you wear Tzfilin. He says, if the lach is like the Rush, and if the lach is like the Rashba, I'm just putting him on for I'm trying him on to make sure they fit.
With the bracha or no bracha?
Well, that's nothing to do with
tefillah.
That's a separate issue.
Solve all machlokes.
So it comes down to the time. It comes down to the reason.
No, the bracha is a separate issue. I'm saying is no.
No, but the reason, the whole thing though, it happens to be that every time
you're practicing pronunciation.
Right. I'm saying according to the Rama, you make a bracha. If you're a real yaki, you make a bracha. If the Taz already discusses, maybe already. We should make, a suffix, and then the Mishnah Brewer, he says, since it's a machlokas rishonim, just do it without a bracha, then the Mishnah Brewer just takes it a step further with the Tanai in terms of that, so either way, so the point being, so Lamaisa, the bottom line is, we daven a second Shmoneh Esrei tonight, either it's a Tashlumin, or it's in the Dava. We'll see, I'm going to show you really, Me'ikar Adin, we passing like Rabbeinu Yehuda, which it probably would mean in theory that you probably don't have to, but Lamaisa is for tonight. I'm saying Me'ikar Adin, you probably wouldn't have to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei, but there's no reason, there's no harm in doing it. Because I'll show you how do I know we passing like Rabbi Yehuda? Because let's say this happened, let's say Rosh Chodesh was Friday and it went into Shabbos. So you daven mincha erev Shabbos, and you left out Yalo v'Yavo.
That's this Mishnah Brewer.
He has it here.
Yeah, that's what the Mishnah Brewer says in Mechaber.
Yeah, so go on.
He says Ulama Mishnah Brewer Messiah Gedvarim. That's what you're talking about.
Which
I think that's his case.
Which case? Tov mincha shel Shabbos. Oh, which Mishnah Brewer are you talking about?
Michal Rosh Chodesh Berev Shabbos.
Here we are. Ulam. No, he has it here. Okay. Ulam, my Mishnah Brewer. Okay. Messiah says, I'm a cousin. Yanni Mil, Kashfilas, Lucia Shom Shabbos. I'm a Michal Rosh Chodesh Berev Shabbos. How you Rosh Chodesh Rak Yom Echad. With Shabbos.
Shachach.
Shachach. Shachach. Shachach. Shachach. Shachach. Shachach. Shachach. Shachach. Shachach. This is what I'm talking about. This is the Mishnah Berurah that that they point out that it's not like Rebbe, because why, if you forgot Yalav Yavo, you daven Mincha Erev Shabbos and you left out Yalav Yavo, so what about Friday night? Do you make, do you daven Tashrum, do you daven so the halacha is no. Why wouldn't I make the same tonight? Because the Rambam writes, and we pass in this way, we don't do, there's no tzilas nedava on Shabbos. So therefore, you got to take a stand then.
Right, one or the other.
Yeah, so therefore, you can't make it tonight. So if the luck is like the rush, then you'd have to dive into Shmoneh Esrei.
Right.
The Raya, that really make it, then we, so really make it, then we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that you really don't have to dive in the second Shmoneh Esrei. But during the week, why not? There's no harm. It's kind of like the Ron Sofek, Jobad and Lakula, big deal. It doesn't take much to drink another drink all. It's not a big deal to drink all four cups. Reclining, you recline. So that's so therefore during the week, if you could do it tonight, why not? I'm just saying, and I'll show you from other halachas. It's true also that let's see what he has here. So before we get to this one, let's say for instance, so that's the halacha. So at mincha. So if you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat, either because you're lacking, you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah of tefillah, or, no, I have fulfilled my mitzvah of lacking the chi of hatzkara. My nafkimi, either way, I have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. If I forget Yalav Yavo and Mincha, I remember 2 minutes later, I have to repeat, who cares? Nafkimi is if you remember when it gets dark out, when Rosh Chodesh is over. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a machokas Rabbi Yehuda in the Rif. Rabbi Yehuda says it's you already yotze tefillah, so therefore, what's the point? There is no chiyav askara, and the Rif says it's like you didn't daven. So the Mishnah Berurah says you make it tonight just to cover yourself. But I'm saying real mikra, then we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, as the Mishnah Berurah himself said that there's no tashlumen going into Shabbat. So we see it's like there we pass on like him. So
there is tashlumen, but not in this case. Generally speaking, we would have tashlumen. On a regular situation where you forget,
if you totally forget
the daven, here you wouldn't have tashlumin. The fact that you never daven at the beginning.
No, here you did daven. You daven mincha. Okay, you left out Yalav Yavo.
We just forgot Yalav Yavo.
Yeah, right.
So we just lose out on Yalav Yavo.
No, anytime, yeah.
It really does count.
No, I'm saying it's two different cases. If it's everyone agrees. If Rosh Chodesh is Friday.
Yeah.
And I forget to daven mincha at all, so of course I have to daven a tashlum on Friday night. That's not an issue.
Right.
It's the case that you daven mincha, but you left out Yalav Yavo now at Shabbos.
So
since there's no tzilas nedava on Shabbos, so you got to take a stand.
So you're not making that up, you're not taking another Shmoneh Esrei.
Yes.
So according to the Rif, you would have to make
according
it up.
According to Rabbi Huda, you wouldn't.
So that's why he's proving
that. You're saying Rabbi Huda would really, because that's what we pass in, really.
That's the proof that we don't
that's
follow
the proof
the
that we don't follow the Rif, right.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So really, it's just a hiddur that I'm saying, technically speaking, if a person didn't daven another Shmoneh Esrei tonight, you probably don't have to.
Right.
But there's no reason not to, so therefore, why not?
Right.
But and along these lines is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, so the luck is, so by Maariv we said, Ein Makayish and Zechodesh Balayla. Mincha, I said we have to go back. So what about Shachar? So Pashtis, there's no difference between Shachar and Mincha. If you forgot to say Yalav Yavo today at Shacharis, you'd have to repeat Shacharis. That's the Pashtis. Comes along the Magen Avraham and has a Chiddush. He says, well, it depends when you remembered, or it depends when you forgot. You remembered and you forgot. Whatever it is, forgetting or remembering. But according to the Magen Avraham, he says, when do we say you have to repeat Shacharis? That's if you remember that you daven Shacharis and left out Yalav Yavo before you daven Musaf. But if you already daven Musaf, and now I remember, you know what, I forgot to say Yalav, I didn't know it was Rosh Chodesh today. I fell asleep during Hallel, whatever the issue was, and therefore I have to go ahead and, so the Magen Avraham says you don't have to repeat.
Because you did Hallel.
It had nothing to do with Hallel. Let's say you didn't do Hallel.
So
we'll see why. So the question is, so it sounds like a no-soap radio. Like, what's the connection between... let me ask you something. If someone walked in late today and he davened Musaf. So I don't have to daven Shacharis anymore. It's ridiculous. So why would anyone say, what is davening Musaf have to do with repeating Shachar? What in the world is the Magen Avraham talking about? Mm-hmm. So clearly, who is the Magen Avraham working with? Who's Shita? Rabbeinu Yehuda. Because according to the Riff, it makes no sense. He'd be laughing at the Magen Avraham. Are you kidding me? Because according to the Riff, if I forgot Yalav Yav, I didn't daven. So what is davening Musaf? Good, you daven Musaf, then go ahead and daven Shacharis. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Yosi the Mitzvah Tefillah, I'm lacking the chi of Haskara. So now, so Musaf, the whole thing is Haskara. So I don't have to, so therefore we can count the Musaf that Samach to Shachar is as a Bidiyeved, the Yotze, you don't have to go back. That's the Magen Avraham.
That's also Teshlumin. Meaning the Musaf is Musaf and Teshlumin for
Shachar. Yeah, well, exactly. Whether the Matek that's playing by davening, right, according to the Magen, if you wouldn't daven Musaf, after you'd have to daven Shachar is over. You're lacking the Chiyav Askar, you have a Shmon Esrei, you're ready Yotzei Tefillah. So therefore the whole Musaf, which is a Haskara, that counts as Yechiyah. It's like you daven, it's sounding like you daven it over, and you don't need to daven over Yavim. Because Chazal said to do a Yal of a Yavu in the context of a Shmon Esrei, Musaf is the same thing, it's even better than Haskara. The whole Yisod of Musaf is the Rosh, that's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. So you think the Magen Avraham is the Chiddush,
Would he hold that it would be better to just wait for Musaf if he forgot, or you should?
Oh, no, so it's right. So they have I'm going to get to you up. So the normative psak, the most poskim would say that no, that if you remember before Musaf, you should daven over. That's what the classical psak is. Comes with Salavashik and has a further chiddush on the Magen Avraham. He says, so he wants to take the Magen Avraham a step further. He wants to say, once we know this halacha, whether he knew it without the Magen Avraham, whoever the Magen Avraham, I think he's quoting one of the Rishonim, whoever he's quoting, he says, the Rav says, once we have this halacha, the Magen Avraham, so he says, better not to repeat Shacharis and rely on the Musaf L'chadchila. He's arguing on the Magen Avraham. So number one, it's only a machokas on a L'chadchila level. Everyone agrees. Everyone except the Rif, but everyone in this school of thought, the way we paskin, holds the one shadava musaf yotzi b'diavad. It's just a shayu l'chadchila. Am I better off to daven over Shacharis? So the Rav says as follows. He says, we have a general halacha we know that really, strictly speaking, if you don't have kavana for bracha rishona, magen avos, you're not yotzi. There's some gedolim who actually go back once in a while. I guess because they have kavana once in a while, so they don't. But obviously, we don't do it back because I won't be able to go to work today because every time I'm not going to have kavana. So we don't need the Ramah, but the Ramah says, what can we do? We don't have kavana today, and therefore, give it your best shot, but you're not going to go back. So I don't need the Ramah to tell me. I know from my own davening, I don't have kavana. So therefore, the Rav Salavik, she said, the whole thing's really a bit of to begin with. You're getting into all these, lamaisa, we do it. But every time you daven a Shemon Esrei without kavana, it's really it's a shailam bracha of atolos. So we don't view it as that, but so he says, why get involved and we try to minimize any. So why get involved? You're going to daven another 19 brachas? You're much better off relying on the Magen Avraham, relying on davening. So what I do halach l'maiso, when people come over to me and say they forgot Yalav Yavo, I tell them, I can't talk to you now, but come to me after Musaf and I'll tell you. And then they come back after Musaf and they tell me you don't have to go back.
So would it work the same way for Atta Yitzarta? If a person forgets, he doesn't make the chiluk, because with Musaf, first of all, can you make the same? You don't make that tonight, right? So if you forget, as opposed to doing, right, because Atta Yitzarta, instead of Tikkun Shabbos, right? So if the person does Tikkun Shabbos.
You're talking about on Shabbos,
on Shabbos,
Shabbos, right? So you don't only said one and
so
not
he
the
says,
other?
He says Tikkun Shabbos, the regular Musaf,
right?
As opposed to doing the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Musaf. So if he forgets that, does he then go? I mean, working the fact that he did forget about Shacharis, what happens with Musaf that he forgets?
So he daven the wrong Musaf?
Right.
So if he daven the wrong Musaf, so Pashi has to go back.
He has to go back.
Yeah, if he daven the wrong Shemon Esrei.
Which one did he daven?
Atta Yitzarta instead of Tikkun Shabbos.
I mean, you're supposed to do Atta
Yitzarta. He did regular Shabbos
instead of the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.
He didn't mention Rosh Chodesh at all.
Right. He can't. There's only there's two options. There's to count the Shabbos, the regular one, and then
yeah,
the other way around.
If he did, if he said Yahu B'Yahu, then he wouldn't have. No, so he
really.
Yeah. No, because if he only forgets, if he only does, if he only does,
because there's another, there's a mach, there's a machlokes.
No, they didn't do Shabbos.
What do you mean?
He still has a chiyuv of Shabbos.
Either way,
he's... How do you...
So how do you... You daven Musaf Rosh Chodesh.
No,
you forgot it was Shabbos.
I thought you started to mention Shabbos.
What?
I thought you started to mention Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. They incorporate Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh.
Right, so if he forgot that...
I forget, if you daven...
Just the regular Shabbos.
If you daven the Rosh Chodesh, you daven over again.
Yeah.
So he has to daven. So then he's... So then until Mincha... So if he remembers by Mincha, right... So the question is when
Musaf has nothing to do. Musaf even
it's his own.
There's no tashlumin for Musaf. Either remember Musaf or that's it. Only Shachar is Mincha. Musaf has no tashlumin because that's just a din and karbanos. Yeah, over yom ubata karbanos. So that's it. Either you remember or you don't.
So but he has until Mincha to daven that again.
He has until Shkia to daven Musaf.
Until Shkia. So even if he already daven Mincha, he can go back and daven Musaf again.
Correct. Even that's what they discuss. If you forgot to daven Musaf and it's Zman Mincha, so strict. If you daven in Yechidus, you should daven Mincha before Musaf. If you daven in Tzibur, not to confuse the Olam, so you do Musaf before. But Tad Divishen, that's the Gemara in Brachas. That we pass in Tad Divishen, Tad you daven Mincha before Musaf. Yeah.
So that works with the same thing we just talked about as far as. The first tefillah by Abdullah comes. It's tashlumin. It basically works the same rules as tashlumin does. Whereas you daven up the first one, the one at the in the proper time, this mana that you daven marav first, and then you daven the mincha that you forgot. Or
yeah, but here, yeah, but Musaf is
working with a tadr principle though.
But Musaf is the one you are davening. You didn't miss anything. If I daven Musaf during the day, I fulfill my mitzvah Musaf. It's not like it's not a tashlumin. That's Zman of Musaf is Kol Hayom. So if I daven Musaf at 11 a.m. or 2 p.m., it's the same Musaf. Our minhag is to daven Musaf. According to some, you should daven it. Before whatever I think Zion chose. But the bottom line, it's the same. It's the machlokas in the Mishnah. How late you have until
here comes.
So therefore, so the
right
to the Magen Avraham,
No, I'm saying in Kiruv camps, we used to have the kids, so we couldn't. It was like half of the counselors dive in by themselves, do a quick minion, and half the counselors are watching the kids. So you have to wake up Davin Shachas early. Daven Shachas early, and then watch the kids, and it's like 1 o'clock.
And then you do
after lunch. We dive in. Yeah.
Can't pass me the dough.
Yeah, I remember. I remember in camps we used to, after Shachar, we used to go for breakfast and then come back for Kriyas HaTorah. We used to break for Kiddush.
Right.
And I guess instead of eating breakfast before Shachar, we did it after. Yeah. So that's what they say. So that you're supposed to have a Suda before Musa,
but you definitely.
That's when Pashas, the Chiyuv of Kiddush, kicks in after Shacharis. Some say not until Musaf, so that'd be a limud schus on those who take the candies and suck them or have little candies during Musaf.
That is because they have sore throat.
No, because they hold that the Chiyuv of Kiddush doesn't kick in until we have the Musaf, so therefore they still have
it. Is there a sheet of Pashas?
There is, yeah. But the Yavin, it's more of a
sheet. I've heard that one.
It's a Shas Hatkak. It's only for the lima. It's more of a lima tzchus, I would say. But there are there is something to it. But it's a lima tzchus on those who like eating, having the sucking candies and gum, or before, during Musaf. After Shachar is before Musaf. So either way, so that's the Magen Avraham's Kiddush and the Rav. I work with the Rav Shita.
Right.
It's always better not to repeat Shmoneh Esrei if you don't have to. And one other nafka mina. Is I think does he bring it here that the Gemara says Tova Hiskiyah Shal Rosh Chodesh Ba'avoda Chozer La'avoda Niska Ba'avoda Chozer La'avoda B'Sim Shalom Emsiim Right. So the lach is that you have to mention Yalav Yavo because of Tosis, and he quotes the Vehilchas Gedolas Perish Dafka. In other words, the Gemara says if you get Yalav Yavo, you have to go back. So comes along Tosis quoting from the Hilchas Gedolos Dafka Biyachid. That's only if you're davening home alone. But the point, aval betzibur einuchol is there. But if you forget Yahu Aviyavo and you're davening betzibur, you just have mimnei einuchol zuneisha shoma mishriach zibur. That you could listen and the post can say it's better to daven over by yourself because either it's too much noise in the shul, you're not gonna, but you have to have the chazan word for word, he has to know, have you in mind, so it's better to just daven by yourself. But strictly speaking, you could, if you listen to every word of the Shliach Sibor, not just Yalov, you gotta hear
from the beginning.
You can do that. They just say it's hard to concentrate.
So that's a klal in general?
Yeah.
So that means if a person forgets on that shachar, so if they forget whatever it is, that if they're listening to, in the Shliach Tzibur, it's not totally on him. Why should it be? Is it totally on him that he has to have this yachid in mind who forgot it? Or anybody, all the kehillah, there's tons of people in shul. Let's say they don't necessarily know the halachas.
You're assuming the Shliach Tzibur has in mind, he knows to have in mind.
So should he not? So I think
they said by Sfiras Omer, like the same idea, that you have to go to Shliach Tzibur. If you forgot one night and you want somebody to be Maitzi, you can't rely on the Shliach Tzibur because the Pashtus says he does not have in mind to be Maitzi the Tzibur.
Is that true? Really?
That's what I remember.
Yeah, that's different. Right? So I'm saying.
You're saying your own bracha.
Yeah, so you have to go over them and say, please.
In general, the chazan should always have in mind that I'm yotzi anyone who ever wants to be yotzi with me. But let's put it this way, it's obviously much better to tell him. I'm not saying, you know, maybe Stam Lishmai had you in mind or not, but I'm saying it's always better to tell the Shliach Tzibur if you're being yotzi. The bottom line is, I'm saying the post can say it's better to daven yourself. But number one is, it's hard to concentrate that long anyway and hear every word with people, depending, on not of course in Hamilton, but I'm saying we're talking about in general with this talking and davening. Definitely not when I'm davening, there's no talking.
You don't have time to talk. Is that a din in Arevis that he has in mind, right? That there's that the Shliach Tzibur has in mind to be both to you.
It's a general, just like the Rav can do it multiple times for a kiddush.
But it's definitely working.
But you still have to have kavanah for a Rav.
So who is it on? Is it totally on the Shliach Tzibur and the Yachid?
Anytime you want to be, it's totally on both of you. If you want me to be motzi, I have to know it, and you have to know it.
Right.
Like the Ramamites by shofar, that you need having be yachidit. If you're davening with tzibur, you don't have to go back. In theory, you could listen to the chazaras hashat. Okay. To come to the kasha is, well, don't you know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Daled? Rabbi Gamliel writes the whole purpose of Chazaras Hashat Ela Am Shabesados, B'Shun Dan Nisa V'Trida. We all know the halacha is that who did Chazal institute the Chazaras Hashat for the Eino Baki, for the one who can't read, because the people Am Shabesados, but those who know how to daven cannot read. Yeah, I don't feel like davening until I listen. I don't feel like davening be yechidus. I'll just listen to the chazan. It's a no go.
That's how the Gemara ends.
It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the question Tosfos is asking on the Bahag. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? You can listen. What did the Bahag say? When do we say you have to go back? As if you're davening alone. But if you're davening in shul, I could rely on the Shliach Tzibur. What are you talking about? Relying on the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur is only for Eino Baki. Clearly, if you already daven, you're a Baki. So what is the Bahag talking about? That's the Kasha on the Bahag. So what's the answer to the Bahag?
You're not a Baki if you just missed out.
Yeah, obviously you're not a Baki.
Who is the Bahag working with? Which Shita? The Bahag is clearly working with Shita's Rabbeinu Yehuda. Because what is the Bahag saying? Amoda, when do we say you can't rely on the Chazaras Hashat to be Yotzei Tfila? But if I'm only being Yotzei Echiyav Haskara, so then even Rabbi Gamliel's Moda, even we assume, according to the Bahag, it's not a problem, and therefore you could be Yotzei. So the Rif would obviously not go for this. The Rif would say, this halacha wouldn't apply. There's no, because if you didn't say Yalav Yavi, you didn't, you're not Yotz the Yemitzvah of Tzilah, period. So, and I'll give you one more nafkamina, and then we'll summarize. It's more, let's say a person, that, let's say you have, do they still have a early mincha in the shul with the kids or not anymore? They used to at some point. At some points there are two minchas here. So let's say you went, you daven early mincha, it was Rosh Chodesh, and you daven mincha, you left out Yalav, you know, you remember it an hour later or whatever, and you forgot. So now, and you know, there's a later mincha. Do I have, let's assume, in technically speaking, there's no chiyav a tefillah b'tzibor. It's either a din d'rabbanan or probably an eitz tova. Let's assume you want to fulfill your hinder of tefillah b'tzibor. So now, is there an inyan for me? Should I have to go back to mincha and daven over again, or I could just daven mincha at home where I am? That would depend on Rabbi Yehuda and the Rif. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm ready yotzi tefillah b'tzibor. I'm lacking the chiyav askara that I could just daven mincha over at home. According to the Rif, if you want to be yotzi tefillah b'tzibor mincha, then you got to go back to shul for the late minyan. So to summarize, we had the issue. The issue is there's a chiyav baruch Hashem yom yom. We have a chiyav askara. You have to mention me'ena ma'ora. So then the shail is, how do we view a shmona esrei without yalav v'yavo? Is it a zero? Or do you yotze tefillah, you're just lacking the chiyav askara? My nafkamina, I still have to daven over again. If I forget yalav v'yavo mincha, what's the difference if I'm davening over again because it's a chiyav askara and I can't do it in a vacuum, or because I'm not yotze tefillah? Nafkamina is, if you daven mincha and you left out yalav v'yavo, you didn't remember until nightfall and Rosh Chodesh is over. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't repeat, Rav says you do, that's the issue. If you hold Yotze Mitzvah of Tefillah, so it's Muvus Lo Yachal Lischon, there's nothing to gain. You already daven, and therefore that's it. According to the Rif, you didn't daven at all, so therefore you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Halachu Amais, the Mishnah Berurah says to make a Tanai. If the Rif is right, I'm davening because I have to. If Rabbi Nehud is right, it's a Chiyav Nadova. But we make a right, then we pass in our Rabbi Huda, Raya, if it happens Friday afternoon, where you can't do a nedava when Rosh Chodesh ends, so we see you don't daven over again. Because Meikra Din, we pass in a Rabbi Yehuda, and we see the Magen Avraham, the Din of Musaf, we see is working with Rabbi Yehuda. If one forgets to say Yalav Yevel and Shachar, and remembers, so Pashas, if you remember right away, you should daven over again, even according to the Magen Avraham. The one I'm saying, if you already daven Musaf, so then you don't have to. The Rav took it even further and said, no, even in L'chatchila, better off, you shouldn't daven over again, wait till Musaf and Miyotze, because why get into a shiloh of all these brachal of Atolas like we do every other day? And then we pointed out as well, that's the nafkamina, the Bahag. Bahag says, when do I say you have to go back? That's if you daven in B'yachid. But if I'm in shul, I could just listen to the Chazara Sashat. What are you talking about, Chazara Sashat? It's V'eino Baki. So he said, no, when, of course, he's working with Rabbeinu Yehuda, again, we see we pass in Rabbi Yehuda, could we pass in this way, that, look, if you already yotzi in mitzvah tefillah, with the chiyav haskara, you could fulfill in the chazaras hashatz, and then if you daven mincha, and you left out yalav yavo, is there a hiddur to go back for the second mincha minyan? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, when there's no hiddur at all, you already fulfilled tefillah b'tzibor. You could always go back to 100 minyan of an answer amen, but then that's nothing to do with our shiloh. You can do that any day. So you're already yotzi yemitzvah tefillah. So therefore, you're just lacking the chiyav askara. So you daven at home according to the Rif. If you want to fulfill your mitzvah tefillah b'tzibor, so then you go to shul. So these are some of the nafkamins and the fundamental issue. How do we view a yalav yavo, a shmoneh esrei, without a yalav yavo? Is it a zero? Or you yotzi tefillah, but you're just lacking Baruch Hashem Yom Yom.
The Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, is it, we incorporated it in the tefillah, but what if you just mentioned that the times of, you know, in the morning, after the time, and you mentioned it at Mishnah time, and so according to the Magen Avraham,
the Chazara,
what if you missed by Shacharis, and you didn't have a Mishnah yet, and you bent, you know, the other. So you had a scar in the morning time.